I was discussing it with someone else, and it was like we were hanging on every word. We really were. It was fantastic. To God be the glory for all that he's done. Today, what does a good dad look like? What does a good dad look? Could you really spot him if you saw him? Could you say that's a good dad right there? That's a good dad right there. And today I just want to look at a few items that will help you identify what a good dad looks like. How many dads do we have today? You can be dad, godfather, stepfather. Okay, good. What does a good dad look like? Bow your heads with me while I pray. Father, thank you for this time that you have carved out for us. God, we realize you've been so good to us. We've not deserved it. You have saved us from us. You have turned our life around on many occasions. In fact, Father, you are the best Father. And we thank you for the example that you have given us through your word and through your mighty acts. I pray, God, that these words that I've written down this paper, God, that you would take these words and apply them to the hearts of the hearers. God, I also pray that you would speak through me today, that the words of these people here would not be my words, but your words. And so this group here today, God, we surrender ourselves to you, and we ask you to have your way in our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. What does a good dad look like? And so I'd like you to write this one down. Number one, a good dad is present. Everyone say present. Present. And I want you to go with me to Hebrews chapter 13. And we're going to look at verse 5, but really the end of verse 5. What a good dad. It says here, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, he being the father has made this statement. He made this statement, I will never, everyone say never. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. A good dad is present. The Amplified Version reads like this: let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money, shun greed, be financially ethical, being content with what you have. For he, the Father, has said, I will never, now watch this, under any circumstance desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. See, a good dad is present. A good dad never gives up on you or forsakes you. You see, as dads, we need to communicate this message to our kids with our words and also with our actions. See, there can be no circumstance that would cause a good dad to leave. Whew. Let me read this. Let me read this again from the Amplified. I will never under any circumstance desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. See, there are situations that mom and dad are no longer together. But this does not relieve you, dads, of your duty to be present. Huh? See, a good dad is present. And in a perfect world, moms and dads will be together. But this world we live in, it ain't perfect. Amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't perfect. It ain't perfect. It ain't perfect. No, it ain't perfect. No, no. If it was perfect, you know, all your kids would be dressed up nice. Huh? Hair combed, teeth brushed. Go to bed by 8:30. Amen? But this world's not perfect. And so even when mom and dad are not together, dad, you still have a duty to be present. Now watch this, not just present in body, but present in active, being there and doing things. Huh? Listen, how many dads watch TV? Do you know what? If you ain't careful, it's like this. You can sit and you will maintain a grip on the remote control. You're not even thinking about it. It's in your hand. Anybody besides me? Huh? You just it's just in your hand. And you can get up to go to the refrigerator and walk with it, the remote control. In your hand. Listen, if you're going to be present and active, all right, you have to be aware of what's going on. You cannot be so locked in on the television set or your own life that you don't know what's going on in your kid's life. You have to be active. So there are times you have to go to the softball, baseball practice. Amen? Football practice. At times, you have to go to the school. Amen? I know we think that it's just a woman's job, but there are times when the teacher needs to see dad. Amen? When it's time for a parent-teacher's conference, listen, sometimes dad needs to show up. Amen? So listen, dads, you've got to be present and active. You have to be there. Under no circumstance can you leave. Now, I want to make sure I'm clear about this because we don't live in a perfect world. Mom and dad may not be together, but you got to be present. Huh? Y'all got to figure it out. Y'all got to work it out. Amen? You got to be active. You have to be active in the spiritual maturity of your kids. That means this. Listen, dads, at some point in time, you got to let your kids have to hear you pray for them. Huh? At some point in time, your kids will have to hear you pray for them. It has to be done on some regular basis that you grab your son, you grab your daughter, and you pray over them. It's not just mom's job. I know I'm right about it. Y'all can be quiet if you want to. I know I'm right about it. Huh? I know I'm right. I always say this, you know, we want to be King Kong in the bedroom. Huh? Ooh! And then we're asked to pray. Well, I don't pray. I'm going to say it to the kids in the back room. I'm going to say it. Listen, you yelling and screaming in the bedroom. Amen? Get loud in the prayer room too. Amen? Your kids ought to see you raise your hands up to the Lord. Your kids ought to hear you shouting to the Lord. Your kids need to hear you pray. Amen? Don't be quiet now. We taping. They need to hear it too. The world need to hear it too. Glory to God. Number two, write this down. Number two, dads have to be affectionate. They have to be affectionate. Go with me to Luke chapter 3. We're going to read two verses, verses 21 and 22. Luke chapter 3. I have it here. Okay. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, came in and rested on him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and in thee I am well pleased." The Amplified reads this in verse 22. It says, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, my beloved. In you I am well pleased and delighted." Affectionate, a display of fondness, tenderness, and warmth. So listen, Dad, we don't have to be hard all the time. Now, I'm preaching this now from experience because I did it wrong. Are you listening to me? So I'm preaching from experience. So I'm preaching to you, dads, who may still have young kids, or even don't have young kids, they're old kids. I'm preaching. I know it to be true. You don't have to be hard all the time. You know, dad, come on, son, tough up. Get tough. Okay, I mean, that's good sometimes, right? I need to be tough. I mean, my son would tell you, I treated the boys differently than I treated the girls. It's the truth. But you don't have to be hard all the time. You can be soft sometimes. Listen, Dad, you have to make it a habit to hug your kids. You have to make a habit to give them a kiss. Huh? Tell them how beautiful or handsome they are. Right? Now watch this. There is no age limit to this. Your kids can be in their 40s. Huh? They still need to hear it and feel it from you. I told you I was in my 40s. And it would do, I can't explain to you what it did to me when daddy would tell me how much he loved me. Now, it took daddy a long time to get to that point. Daddy was in the 70s, right? And watch this. Mother had passed away. And I think with her passing, daddy realized that, you know what, I ain't got to be hard. And so he began to communicate to us sons how he felt. It was there. He felt that way, but he never communicated that verbally to his sons. Are you listening to me? You know I love you. I do, but tell me. Right? And so I would come by I'd be waiting for him to say that he's proud of me. I would say, "Daddy, I did this. Daddy, I did that." And I'm just waiting. He said, "Boy, you did good." And I'm like a little dog with a piece of food. Oh, yeah, Dad. Thank you, Dad. It did that to me. That was his affection towards me. It was his display of fondness, his tenderness, his warmth. And then Daddy, you know, he would say, but he had a little stubble. And when he'd kiss me on the cheek, I'd feel a little stubble. Huh? Felt good. Yeah, felt good. We have to be affectionate. If you're the dad out there and you're not being affectionate, you still have room to grow. To be a good dad. Amen? Number three, a good dad is supportive. and go with me, I think, to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. And we'll look at verse 21. Now, how many dads in here, or if you were a child, you got caught up in this? Sometimes I would just be tough just to be tough. Amen? My kids would tell you, I'd come home from work, I'd jump out the truck, and if Michael didn't have the garbage cans put in by then, I wouldn't say, hey, family, hey, boys, hey, Mike, Ola. Michael, these garbage cans are still out here. Come put these cans away. No hello, no good afternoon, or how you doing, how was your day? I just start off screaming. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. If you're honest with yourself, think about this, dads. How many times have you discouraged your kids? Let me read from the Amplified, verse 21. It says, fathers, do not provoke, or watch this, or irritate your children. Watch this. With demands that are trivial or unreasonable. Or humiliating. Or abusive. Nor by favoritism or indifference. Treat them lovingly and tenderly, so they will not lose heart and become discouraged. Watch this. Or unmotivated with their spirits being broken. Listen, dads, sometimes we can be so hard that we can crush our child's spirit and they become unmotivated. Huh? With things that are trivial. Huh? So, you know, I'll continue to use myself as an example. That really, when you think about it, it wasn't a huge deal that the garbage cans were still out there when I got home. I made it a big deal. Dads, have you ever made something a big deal? Wasn't a big deal? Oh, ain't a big deal. We make it a big deal. And then we argue with the child over the small trivial deal. Because, listen, we got to be right. Amen? We the man of the house. We got to be right. If we're wrong, we got to be right. Amen? I'm your daddy. Trivial. Huh? Makes no sense. We have to support. Watch this. Support means caring, understanding, concern. Watch this. A good dad is supportive of the child, even when he does not support or agree with the idea the child has. Are you listening to me? When you don't agree with the idea, we still have to stand by the child. That is why we have to communicate clearly so the child does not get it confused and think we do not support them just because we do not agree with the idea. Kids come home with crazy ideas. Amen? They bring home a crazy-looking girlfriend or a crazy boyfriend. Like, what in the world? Man, we don't support that craziness. We have to support them. there are times we don't like what the kid does or the idea they want to follow, and we have a tendency, listen to this, to throw them out with the idea. So my son doesn't mind me talking about him. Like my daughter does. So he just turned 18. And I'm past this point right now, so don't look at me crazy. And he come home talking about, no, he didn't come home talking about it. He came home with an earring in his ear. Two of them. Two of them. Now, he 18. Oh, he 18. Boy, don't no man live in my house, wear no earrings. And so I'm waiting for him to just back down and say, okay, Dad, I'll take him out. Did he back down? No. He said, okay, I'm leaving then. I wasn't expecting that. I had to be hard still, though. All right, get out of here then, you know. Right? It's my house. Ola heated. And to you, this phrase is, you always do that stuff. And at least you wait till you're 18 and all that. I hear all that from her. Yeah, man. Yeah, you know. But you know, I'm hard. I'm not backing down. Do we have any non-back down daddies in here today? Huh? We did. I ain't backing down. I ain't backing down. And so I didn't back down. He grabbed his stuff. He left. And it wasn't pleasant that night at the Green household. let me tell you that. So what I did, I threw him out with the idea. I took him and the idea and threw him out. And I did not separate him from the idea, right? I did not communicate to him my displeasure. The idea was not my displeasure with him. And so as a good dad, we have to figure out a way how to explain, though I do not agree with the idea, you are still my child. Watch this. We have an example from the Lord. Because as Christians, we come up with some craziness. Amen? And we do crazy things as Christians. Amen? That God does not agree with. But Brother Osby said this today, that once you are his child, you are his child. And he does not throw you out with your crazy idea. Amen? He tries to work with you so you will see clearly that idea right there, that's crazy. And at some point in time, we come to realize, you know what, that is a crazy idea. All right? But God never tosses us out with the crazy act or idea that we have. Watch this. To be super careful so that our kids can hear clearly what we were saying. Now, support, watch this, does not mean enable. All right? I support you while you're going through this craziness. You're an addict. I'll support you. You try to get better, get life right. I won't give you money to go and buy drugs. Listen to me. And we have to clearly explain, I'm here for you. I will not turn my back on you. But I cannot enable you to do the thing that would destroy you. Huh? I won't give you the money. I won't go with you. Don't do that. Support does not mean enable. When we support, we have to separate the idea from the person. And don't toss both of them out. I'm preaching from experience. You listening to me? Number four, a dad serves. A dad serves. Go with me to Matthew 20, I believe. Matthew 20, and we're going to look at verses 26 through 28. Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your... Well, you went way too fast. That was like fast. You moving. Will be great among you, let him be your minister. Another word for minister is what? Servant. Next one. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as, just like, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. A good dad served. Dad is called to represent Christ. You cannot represent Christ and be selfish. You cannot represent Christ and be selfish. A good dad serves. There's a last piece of pie in the pan. The child wants it and dad wants it. That's a rough one right there. That's a rough one right there. But a dad surrenders his right to the last slice and allows the child to have it. Because a good dad, he serves. Huh? You have to be willing to sacrifice for your sons and your daughters. Huh? It's willing to sacrifice. That's why I always say, men, get up in the morning. Amen? They go to work. They sacrifice. Amen? Bring home a check that all of those who didn't work for it get to have a part in it. Amen? Amen. Yeah. He serves. He gives up his own right. The Bible said that Jesus came not to be served, all right, but to be a servant. Listen, fellas, that we have to serve, all right? A sign of a good dad is he serves. All right, last one, because we've got to go. I'm going to shorten this up. Number five, a good dad shows love to mom. All the men said, amen, amen. All the men said, amen. Listen, dad, your sons will treat their wives in a similar way they have seen you treat their moms. Listen, ladies, before you marry him, go visit his house, his parents, and watch. I ain't talking about just one visit. Take some time. Go there different times of the day, different days of the week. Amen? Go there for a few months and just watch. All right, you about to marry him? See how dad treats his mother. Huh? If it ain't right, don't marry him. Because you're just asking for trouble. Amen? And then come up here to the altar and want us to pray. I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Dad, you display to your daughters how a husband should treat a wife when you show love to mom. I know this is about Father's Day and dads, but I want to stop here and say this to mom. The opposite is true for you. Don't treat dad with disrespect, huh, in front of your kids. Watch this. Even when dad and mom are not together. Now watch this, dad. Watch this. Dads, don't you dare speak in a negative tone about the mom in the presence of your kids. Huh? I know I'm preaching. You ain't gonna like it, but I'm preaching today. Huh? No, watch this. Watch this. My wife and I talked about this yesterday. I mean, read it again. Dads, don't you dare speak in a negative tone about mom in the presence of your kids. This next line I wrote is this. Listen to this. Even when mom is a handful. I'm preaching today. Huh? My wife would tell you, she'll tell you, sometimes she get an attitude. She do. I cannot speak a negative word in front of my kids about their mama. Listen, dads, we've got dads bad-mouthing moms. She's a handful, yes, but that's their mother. I wrote this note here, too. I'm going to read it to you. Because, you know, even the mother's a handful, right? Listen, Dad, you chose to deposit your seed in her ground. I know we got to go. I know we got to go. We probably said enough. Huh? You chose. Amen. Yeah. Show kindness to mom. All right? Never let your kids, then watch this. Let me read this too. Dads, you all have to be an enforcer, okay? There's tenderness, but sometimes you got to enforce the rules, right? Never let your kids say anything disrespectful about their moms without you holding them accountable. So let me say this. Daughters and mamas, at a certain age, it can get pretty heated, right? It's somewhere between 11 and 14 where you, right? And dad, you have to step in and be the enforcer. Because watch this. Because there are some girls who will go to school, hear their friends using certain language about their mothers, and then try to come home and use that same language toward their mother. Listen, Dad, when that happens, what is that wrestling thing called, WWE? WWE? You have to come in. Amen? It's not just enough to say, don't talk to your mother that way. I know this is not, you know, what people want to say today in 2018. But let me tell you something like this. Listen, when the girls start talking to their mamas crazy like that, Dad, you step in. Amen. You know what to do. I ain't got to say it. You know what I'm saying, right? Huh? You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying kill him. I didn't say kill him. Huh? But you step in. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Step in, Dad. Not in this house. Amen. I told you about my wife. You know, I didn't have to because my oldest daughter and her, I forgot what Kim said, in the garage, I'm talking about its own, WWE, in the garage. All of the garage flow. Whoa, I said, all right, Ola, handle your business, girl. Handle your business, girl. Let her know who the queen of the house is. Ola, let her know. No, I'm not here in this house. All right, baby. Shoot. She took care of business. Amen. How many moms don't take care of business in this place? You don't take care of business, huh? Oh, yeah. Ah, my God. Listen, Dad, listen, let me close it with this. A good dad, you got to be present. You got to be active, not just there in the house. You got to be active. Amen. You got to be affectionate. You don't have to be hard. You can be warm sometimes. Amen. You got to be supportive. Even though you don't like the idea of what they're thinking, you have to be able to support them and communicate that clearly to your child. A dad serves. He serves. He serves. My God. There's nothing wrong with dads doing the dishes. Amen. Listen, I'm going to say it today. There's nothing wrong with dad doing the clothes. Amen. Look at all the ladies clapping their hands. Oh, you preach it up, Arthur. You preach it up. Oh yeah. No, watch this, though. Watch this. Calm down. Watch this. I told you this before. When Daddy came home from work, Mom had his food ready. I'm going to leave that alone. Last one, fellas. Show love to Mom. Amen. These are the attributes our Heavenly Father has. He is present all the time, right? He is affectionate towards us. You know he supports you, huh? He said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm not going to cast you out. You know that. And you know that God is a servant, huh? He came, he sent his own son to die on the cross to serve us, huh? And you know that he loves his bride. And who is his bride? We are his bride. Amen. Stand to your feet, everyone. Praise the Lord. You going to close out today, Abigail? We've not always been good dads, right? I mean, you know, none of us are perfect. But I'm so grateful that God is patient with us, huh? And allows us another chance to be that type of dad to our sons in their 30s and 40s and be that dad to our grandkids. With our grandkids, we get a chance to do right, huh? Make up all the craziness we did raising our kids, amen? I don't whoop like I used to with my grandkids, you know. They come to the house, make a mess, and I ain't even yelling and screaming. I just, oh, well, okay, baby. Some things are just so trivial. You know what the Bible says? Don't provoke your children to wrath. It's trivial things. Is it that important? If it's life and death, yeah, but that important? Come on, take a chill pill. I want you to know, that if you're having trouble being a dad, you have a Heavenly Father who can help you be the dad that you desire to be. I know I prayed over you dads last week, but I'm going to pray again before you come up, Abigail. And every dad, just raise your hand. Every dad, just raise your hand. Raise your hand. Yeah, I see you. I see you. You can put your hands down. Father, you know about every dad in this place. And you know their struggles they have with being a dad. And God, you know none of us dads are perfect. We, out of these five things I've spoken on, God, we've missed a couple of them at least. But God, we're still here, and our kids are still here, and for that we're grateful. And I pray, God, that as each dad here today submits and surrenders themselves to you, that you would live out the life of a father through them. And let their kids and let mom see the difference because of the encounter they've had with you, the Heavenly Father. So, God, I speak on behalf of every dad here today. Come live your life through us. Give us that fatherly spirit. Turn our heart towards our sons and daughters, I pray, oh God. God, we may have been absent in the past, but, God, we want to be present now. For every relationship that's been broken between a dad and a son or dad and a daughter, I pray, God, that you would restore each relationship. And so, God, I thank you for what you're doing through us dads. Yeah. Abigail, come up. Give us a closing prayer. Are you glad that you're here today? Amen. 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 Come on, Abigail.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that we're able to come into your house and worship today. Thank you that we live in a country that is okay with that. Thank you that we don't have to be punished or sometimes even killed. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for Pastor Phil and the worship team and our staff. Thank you that we can just come to a place where we are fully loved and we can come and worship you freely without any consequences. I please pray that everyone will have a safe ride home. Please let everyone have no car troubles or anything of the sort, and please let everyone have a blessed and wonderful week, and please put a hedge of protection around them, and in your son Jesus' name, amen.